with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So you can use food to fight cancer. What do you think about that? I believe that a healthy, nutritious diet is really important when you're being treated for cancer. It can make a big impact on the outcome of your treatments and your quality of life. So it's essential that you take your diet very seriously during this time if you or a loved one or a friend is fighting cancer and is currently being treated. And I really hope that this segment will help you to take some of the guesswork out of what foods you really should be focusing on. I'm not going to talk so much about fresh food, organic food, get rid of all the artificial colors and sweeteners. All that kind of stuff is true, but I want to talk more specifically about certain food groups, if you will, that can help us to achieve some things that we're trying to accomplish when you are being treated for cancer. So first, we're going to talk about what we are trying to accomplish. And then we'll talk about the foods that help us accomplish those goals. So if you're being treated for cancer, when it comes to the food that you're eating, there's five things that you're trying to do. Okay, five things. One is you're going to want to detox, not just from the cancer itself, which is a very stressful situation on the body, but you're probably undergoing chemotherapy or radiation therapy. And there's a lot of toxic metabolites, side effects, if you will, from traditional treatment. So we really want to detox. And there are certain foods that we can eat that will help your internal detox system, which of course is your liver. So we're going to talk about some foods that fulfill that first thing we want to do, detox. The second thing that we want to do when we're being treated for cancer is control inflammation. You know, just like the toxic potential of the chemo and the radiation, those same things can also cause a lot of inflammation to develop in your body. And in the cancer itself can cause a lot of inflammation to develop in your body. So we're going to want to help to control and ease inflammation through food. That's the second thing. The third thing that we're going to try to accomplish is we want to improve your immune system. There is no doubt that we all have a built-in cancer-fighting system called the immune system. We all develop cancer cells, you know, throughout our lives. The question is do those cancer cells become greater than the immune system? Can the cancer cells overcome the immune attack against them that tries to kill them? Well, and if you've developed cancer and it's spreading throughout your body, that's exactly what's happened. There are things we can do as far as foods go to increase our immune response. As a matter of fact, a lot of cancer research is looking into boosting the immune system. You know, using, it's called immunotherapy. So there's a bunch of research going on the chemical side of it to boost your immune system. But guess what? Nature provides certain foods that can also do that as well. So that's the third thing. The fourth thing that we're trying to accomplish if you're being treated for cancer is we want to promote healthy cell growth. See, what cancer is, it's a mutated gene, a growth gene in a cell line. And that mutated gene gets passed on and those cells simply are able to grow in an unchecked manner because of that mutation. We call that unhealthy cell growth. I mean, that's just another way, another definition of cancer, unhealthy cell growth. So what we want to do is we want to put in foods that have been shown to help your cells overcome those mutations to those growth genes. And there are foods that can do that. And the last thing we want to try to accomplish is we want to make sure that the cancer doesn't spread to other organs. That's called metastatic spread or metastatic disease. So there's five things we're going to try to accomplish with food if you have cancer, okay? We want to detox, control the inflammation, improve the immune response, promote healthy cell growth, and prevent the spread of cancer. So let's talk about some foods then that can help us to achieve what we're trying to accomplish. First of all, let's talk about the detox foods. Remember, detox ultimately is trying to help the liver to get rid of the cancer cells, to get rid of the chemotherapy metabolites, the after effects of radiation, and that's exactly what your liver is there to do. So we want to help your liver undergo all of its detox pathways. So the first thing we have to do is we need to eat foods that are rich in B vitamins, B as in boy. Now, the good news here with the B vitamins, they're pretty much in just about any fruit and vegetable you want to eat. So it's real simple to get a lot of the Bs. The deeper, the darker the color, the better, because you're going to get B vitamins plus some antioxidants, which are very important as well to detox. So make sure we're getting, with every meal, deep, dark fruits and vegetables. That's going to give you a shot of those B vitamins. Another food that is really good for the liver and helping the liver detox is artichoke. Yeah, artichoke is, been shown in other studies we're using artichoke extract, so that might be something else you can consider. But artichokes have compounds in them that help the liver to decongest. So as the liver is trying to fight off the toxins, it tends to get a little bit swollen, kind of congested. Well, artichoke helps to decongest the liver, which helps it simply to do its job better. And then melons, any form of melon. But the ones that have the most study are the cantaloupes. There are enzymes in melons that can help your liver actually break down the chemical chemotoxins that are being injected into your body. So melons are really good to help the liver fight some of the chemo agents at least. So there you go. B vitamins from just about any deep, dark colored fruit and vegetable, artichoke, and melons. That's how you're going to detox. Now, what about controlling inflammation? We want to ease inflammation because, cancer itself causes it, the radiation, the chemo. Well, first of all, a lot of the spices like curcumin from turmeric spice, really good for easing inflammation. Don't forget you want to eat some cold water fish. Just be careful. The larger the fish, the more metals in it. And that could actually cause some more inflammation if you're not careful. So smaller, oily, cold water fish like sardines. Yeah, anchovies. So sardine and anchovies, they're smaller fish, they're oily, they have a lot of the omega-3 oils, but because they're small, they don't have the potential to have a lot of heavy metals. Black tea. Yeah, drink black tea every day as much as you can. Black tea has compounds in it, and specifically one is called theophylline that's been shown to ease inflammation. Don't forget to use a lot of the monounsaturated oils like olive oil, flaxseed oil, chia seed oil, really good for you. And then just seeds and nuts. When you want a snack instead of the potato chips, we got to get rid of the junk food, right? If you have cancer or you have a friend that has cancer or a family member, you got to get rid of all that nasty processed food, and they got to be eating the fresh foods, the seeds, the nuts. Those are going to help to control inflammation because they have good, healthy oils in them. So there you go, controlling inflammation. The spices, the smaller fish, black tea, the monounsaturated oils in the seeds and the nuts. What about improving the immune system? Mushrooms. Eat a lot of mushrooms. Specifically, Coriolis and Reishi. Coriolis and Reishi. Now, you really can't eat those mushrooms because they tend to be really woody and hard to chew. So you're better off using Coriolis and Reishi mushrooms in teas. So along with your black tea, you can seep it with, say, reishi, and you're going to help to not only control the inflammation from the black tea, but you're going to improve the immune response with the reishi mushroom. There's good studies that almonds help here, too. Almonds can help boost the immune system, so maybe some almond milk with calcium and vitamin D3. So almond milk that's fortified with vitamin D could be really good. What about promoting cell health, healthy cell growth? Cruciferous vegetables. We got to eat a lot of those, your broccoli, your kale. And then lastly, preventing metastatic disease, the spread of those cancer cells. Apples, citrus fruits, and we go back to the mushrooms like Coriolis and Reishi. So there you go. We're going to detox. We're going to control inflammation. We're going to improve the immune response. We're going to promote healthy cell growth, and we're going to prevent the spread of the cancer by eating those specific foods. Listen, it's very important. Fresh foods will help you fight the cancer and feel better faster. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.